What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wolfpack Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Clemens. Here with me, as always, are my two co-hosts and two best friends, Michael Plan and Mike Bonney. What's up, guys?
What up?
How's it going, all?
Good, good. Kind of had a rough week this week, but ready to talk some football with my pals.
Absolutely. You know, wherever you listen to us, you know, please subscribe or follow us, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you know, Spotify, Apple Music. Really appreciate it. You know, if you do follow us, you know, you're going to be involved in a lot of the cool giveaways we got, you know, like the Jerry Jeudy mini helmet giveaway we got.
Well, bam! Right there. Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
All you got to do, guys, is subscribe to the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel, and you are entered in to win that bad boy.
But
let's just jump right into it. LaPlante, why don't you take us through our Thursday recap?
First of all, jinx, you owe me a soda. let's jump right in with Trevor Lawrence, 17-24, 204 yards. And the most important thing is we saw his legs being used. 8 carries, 36 yards, and a touchdown.
Did you see that move he put on that line? It might have been a defensive end in the open field on the one touchdown run. It was absolutely sick.
Yeah, he juked him out of his shoes.
Yeah, he did. It was awesome.
Then we had Joe Burrow on the other side, 25-32, 348 yards. We like seeing that because, you know, the Bengals came out run heavy start the year. And 2 passing touchdowns and only 3 carries for 4 yards.
No, it looks like he's getting his legs under him, no pun intended. He looks solid, man. After the first it was against the Jaguars defense, but after the first 3 weeks of mediocre play, he looked like the Joe Burrow of old, I thought.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have looked better with T. Higgins out there too against this porous defense.
Tyler Boyd did good though.
Yeah, man, it didn't really matter. Tyler Boyd he didn't fill in, but he does what he does, man. He had a great game.
Absolutely. Another person who had a great game was James Robinson. 18 carries, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns. Only 2 targets, 1 reception for negative 2 yards. But we like to see that, you know, when Carlos Hyde was deemed inactive, that James Robinson was a must start this week.
I'm pretty sure it was a healthy scratch too, right? That's the wild part.
If I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then fantasy owners were happy to see Joe Mixon get in for a touchdown on 16 carries for 67 yards. He also got 2 targets for 1 reception for, you know, it wasn't negative, but it was 0 yards.
Good thing he did fall into the end zone that one time, or it would have been another disappointing week for Mixon.
Thankfully, Joe Burrow's rushing touchdown got called back.
But something to keep an eye on, he tweaked his ankle on late in the fourth quarter. We don't quite know any details about it, but just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, he wasn't there on the last drive.
Ike, why don't you tell us about the receivers in this game?
In the Bengals?
Bengals and the, for the Jaguars. There was really
the only one talking for the Jaguars that did anything was Shane, which was actually pretty cool to see.
Yeah, we should mention that, unfortunately, the first drive of the game, DJ Chark was run blocking, and an offensive lineman, unfortunately, rolled up the back of his leg, and he suffered a fractured ankle, so his season's probably done. But
that sucks.
Yeah, totally. But that shoots up – unfortunately, that shoots up the value for Visca, and obviously Marvin Jones – and shout out to our buddy Sean, who had a start sick question of Marvin Jones or Michael Pittman Jr. And us three as a group all said Marvin Jones, and I think he got 5 fantasy points or something.
So Sean 3 for 3 for 20.
Sean
years.
Messaged me this morning talking shit to me. So, but I get it. Whoops.
Oopsie.
You would have thought he'd been more involved with TJ Chark out.
The Bengals defense is playing better too, but their secondary is still not great.
No, it is not.
How about CJ Uzoma catching 5 of 6 balls for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns? Is he a tight end streamer moving forward or no?
Career game. I don't know about tight end streamer.
I kind of want to see what happens when T. Higgins come back first.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that he was just getting those with Higgins being out.
Yeah, I can't see this being a consistent thing. It's going to be a boom or bust touchdown week for every week for Uzama. But, I mean, you know, I'm more worried about Marvin Jones.
I don't think you should be worried about him. He'll be okay moving forward, man. He'll be fine.
All right, if you're okay with him moving forward, let's move on to our next segment then with the injuries.
Yeah, rip through these, man, just like you did last week. Let's see.
I was going to say, let's give you guys
no chance you'll be able to do it again.
No chance. I don't rehearse this.
Rip through it, pal.
All right, I need a drink first.
3, 2, 1, bang.
Well, first off, we got Lamar Jackson questionable with the back, but he will play, said John Harbaugh. Andy Dalton questionable with the knee. If he's healthy, you know he's playing because Matt Nagy's crazy. Carson Wentz questionable with the ankles. He's probably going to play again.
You can't even say the name Matt Nagy without me getting goosebumps. It just fires me straight up, man. But continue.
Big Ben with the pectoral questionable. He's most likely going to play. Then you got CMC. He's obviously out with the hamstring. Dalvin Cook questionable with the ankle. Saquon Barkley is questionable with the knee. He's most likely going to play. DeAndre Swift, questionable with the groin. Most likely also going to play. James White, he's on the IR for the rest of the year with the hip influxation. Then you got Aaron Jones, questionable. He's going to play. Jonathan Taylor, questionable. Keep an eye on that. Have Nyheim Hines ready. Antonio Gibson, this was a pop-up late in the week. Questionable with a shin. Josh Jacobs questionable with the foot again and the ankles.
Looks like he's going to play, though, from the sound of it.
Hopefully he does. We really need him to play. Daryl Henderson questionable with the ribs. He will be available, said Sean McVay. Pretty much the whole San Francisco backfield is questionable, so keep an eye on that. Melvin Gordon, Denver running back, questionable ribs. That one I'm worried about. If he's out, Javonte Williams is the guy you want to plug and play. Tony Pollard, questionable, and this one was undisclosed. Do you guys know anything about this one before I move on?
I'm sorry, of who?
Tony Pollard.
That I'm not sure.
Oh, pretty sure his wife just had a kid or something like that. Okay. Birth of his first child or something.
So he'll most likely play, but monitor that. Then we'll move on.
He actually might not, so it might be Zeke season, yeah.
Zeke week?
Yeah.
I like it.
So on to our wide receivers, we got Hopkins. He's questionable with his ribs. He'll most likely play again with Jalen Ramsey matching up on him. That one's a matchup. Russell Gage, questionable with the ankle. Darnell Mooney, questionable with groin. OBJ, questionable with his shoulder. Marquez Valdez-Scantling went to the IR short-term for his hamstring. Will Fuller was questionable with his chest. Full go for Sunday, said Brian Flores. And then Jamison Crowder, questionable with groin, but he's most likely going to play. Elijah Moore is out with the concussion. Claypool, questionable hamstring. Shepard and Darius Slayton are both out with hamstrings. Julio Jones, A.J. Brown, both out. Julio with the leg, A.J. with the hamstring. And K.J. Hamler, unfortunately, went to the IR this week. So Tim Patrick's season.
Yeah, Hamler tore his ACL, guys. Terrible.
Yeah, that
terrible
sucks.
News again. You said Claypool is questionable. Deontay Johnson's also questionable, I believe, as well. But that knee.
He said he'd play, though.
He was taking off the injury, of course.
Goodness.
And then we'll move on to our tight ends. Then we got Gronk. He's doubtful with ribs.
Yeah, guys, try it. You might need to get Gronk out of your lineups this week, unfortunately.
And then we got Kittle. He's questionable with a calf. Tyler Kroft, questionable with ribs. Gerald Everett went to the COVID IR list. Tyler Conklin, questionable with the elbow. That's Tyler Kroft again. That's on me. Jack Doyle, questionable with a back. And that's all. You want to lead us off on the player previews?
Yeah, let's do it. Washington at Atlanta, guys. What do we do with this Atlanta backfield? Are both these guys startable? I know I said last week I didn't want any part of Cordero Patterson, and all he did was score double-digit fantasy points again, I believe, right?
He's definitely part of the offense, whether you like it or not.
Yes, stupid. He is.
What else do they have?
Mike Davis.
He's not good. Sorry.
No. Yeah. This whole offense has struggled, unfortunately.
They don't know how to use Kyle Pitts.
I thought about Matt Ryan as a streamer this week in my article for the start sit, but I couldn't do it.
Good call.
Their offensive line is terrible, too.
He doesn't throw deep anymore. Right.
That's what's hurting Calvin Ridley's production, too, man. Is like, I don't have his air yards pulled up, but I can imagine they're probably not very good like they were the past few years.
Right.
And it's just capping his ceiling because Ryan can't throw the ball downfield.
He had a 5.2 average depth of target last week, Calvin. 5.2.
Not a good A-dot.
No, man. Especially for a player like him. Yeah.
Whose medium routes and deep routes are one of the best.
We talked about this all offseason. You mainly, not to throw you under the bus or anything. I mean, I kind of tried to throw you under the bus, but you thought this offense was going to be efficient. But I guess none of us knew that this offensive line was going to be so shit.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. Oh, I can't admit. It makes the Jaguars offensive line look great. But, is Cordell Patterson worth a spot start? Even though he's getting 7 targets, he's only getting 7 attempts on the ground. But the targets, that's what we're looking for. Flex. 6 receptions, 82 yards.
I mean, let me shoot this at you guys. My buddy Jarrett sent me a message today asking who he should start this weekend. And we'll probably talk about this on Sunday's podcast, too, in the Start Sit show. But it was Mike Davis, Cordell Patterson, or Leonard Fournette at his flex.
Definitely not Leonard.
But why? Like, Gio's out this weekend, and he's going to get all the pass-catching duties because, Rojo ain't catching the goddamn football.
I don't know what they're ever doing in the fucking backfield for the Buccaneers, to be honest.
Maybe Kayshon Vaughn's going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I could just see – I mean, sorry, I don't mean to derail this, but I could see maybe Lenny getting 6-7 targets in the passing game. That's why I could see him being
– I would probably go with Mike Davis. I mean, that's me, though.
I know you have a man crush.
I'm going Cordell Patterson.
It's so tough, and I don't want either of them.
Mike Davis is still involved in the passing game, which you like to see, and he's getting the majority of the carries. He's getting majority of the snaps as well. I mean, so if they get, 2 yards.
But not necessarily in the red zone.
It pretty much just matters who the running – or it's kind of just a toss-up. Whichever running back's in the game right there, they're –
It looks like it's more Cordero.
Yeah.
No, Mike Davis has 4 attempts inside the 20. Cordell has 3.
What about inside the 5?
Cordell just has the touchdown. Inside the 5, Cordell has 1. Mike Davis has 1. But Mike Davis has a target inside the 5, too. Like, so he's being used more in the red zone.
And
it's just he's not scored.
The big thing we thought, why did we love Mike Davis so much? Well, Mike, why did you love Mike Davis so much this offseason?
There was nobody behind him.
Yes, you thought he had the backfield to himself, but unfortunately, we come to find out that's not the case anymore.
All it took is Cordell Patterson.
Right, and that's so mind-boggling to me. A 30-year-old guy who returns punts and kicks his whole career. I mean, he's done a little bit of running back in New England, Chicago, and now Atlanta.
Right.
But I don't know. But we should probably move on.
Move on to another kind of, iffy topic. Do we start Logan Thomas this week after the week he had last week?
You always got to start Logan Thomas, man. The way
tight ends are brutal, man.
Yeah. So he unfortunately, he's a start every week just because it shows. Since you threw that in there, do we start Kyle Pitts? Because he's been complete.
You have to.
He's been complete butt.
You have to.
He's been complete butt.
Yeah.
Booty. I mean, he got 3 targets last game, 2 receptions for 35 yards.
Wow. He's playing on 84% of snaps at least.
Yeah, he's out there most of the time, guys. I mean, you got to play him for the top capital price.
It's the offense.
It's broken.
You got to hope that they're getting it together.
Only 3 weeks in.
They got their first win. They got something to build on.
I know in QB1 leagues you probably don't want to start Heinicke, but in Superflex, are you comfortable starting Heinicke in your Superflex? Like, I had the choice between Goff and Heinicke this week, and I'm 100% playing Heinicke over Goff.
I would too.
I'm still playing cool Goff.
You are, huh? Yes. Even in this matchup against Atlanta?
Yes. Because okay. Atlanta's sneaky good at home for some reason.
Okay, sure.
doggy.
We can move on to our next game if you want.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Houston at Buffalo. Guys, this is going to be this might be a blowout here pretty quick with Davis Mills starting at quarterback again for Houston. Are we starting Brandon Cooks this week? Because he's going to get the Tre'Davious White treatment.
He gets peppered with so many targets, though. It's just kind of stupid.
I know, but listen to this. I got a couple stats for what White has done in his coverage. He's only given up 7.3 fantasy points per game to wide receivers. And he covered Deontay Johnson, Devontae Parker, and Terry McLaurin for the first 3 weeks.
Yeah, but he got 11 targets with General Mills behind him, throwing him the ball.
But the targets aren't going to do anything if he can't separate over Tre'Davious White because
it's really
freaking good.
We've shown that he can do it. I don't know why.
I agree. I'm the Brandon Cooks truther right here on this podcast. Don't forget that.
So I'm going to keep starting him until he doesn't do it.
Yeah, this week scares me. I'm sorry. it does. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You're going to have to throw so much because look what Buffalo did last week. They're just going to slaughter this Houston team.
Oh, they totally are, yeah. They totally are. They got I like their defense as a streaming option this week for Buffalo. I like that a lot. Are you guys confident in Zach Moss now after what he did the last 2 weeks? Two touchdowns 2 weeks ago and a touchdown last week?
I mean, who would you rather have, Singletary or Moss?
Definitely Moss.
I think I'm leaning Singletary.
Why?
PPR, I'm going Singletary.
But why in this game script?
He's still lining up in the slot like third or fourth in the league right now.
No. But the game script that we were just talking about, what did LaPlante just say? That Buffalo's going to kick the shit out of him. So why wouldn't they bring Zach Moss in?
They run the ball 15 times a game if that. They love throwing it. So why would it be?
I mean, Zach Moss got 13 carries.
Zach Moss has to score a touchdown for him to be relevant.
How many slot lineups did you say he had last week? Like
Singletary? Yeah, no, I just know in the year.
That's like 18? He's top five.
17, I think, something like that. 16, 17.
And Zach Moss out-snapped Devin Singletary by 10 snaps last week, too, guys. In that positive game script.
He needs to score a touchdown. That's what he needs to do to beat Singletary.
Yeah, I just...
Especially in PPR.
I don't know, man. Not if he's playing that many more snaps than Singletary. I disagree with you. The next one, which receiver do you guys want to start? Any receiver besides Diggs in the Bills offense? Emmanuel Sanders, Cole Beasley, Gabe Davis?
I think, honestly, the way they shit-stomped Washington last week, I think we could start both of them.
You just
Emmanuel Sanders
points
more
early.
So than Gabe.
That old-ass man doing it after that Achilles injury, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Another quick one. You guys like Dawson Knox at all? Hey, he caught a touchdown last week, maybe even two.
I mean, if you're best for tight end, I would play him just because this offense is so potent. We just seen it last week, so there's a chance he can get the touchdown, and that's what you're looking for in a streaming tight end.
For sure. 2 weeks ago, he had 7.7 fantasy points, which is actually not atrocious for a tight end besides the top five guys, and then 10.9 last week after catching a touchdown. So once you get that deep in tight ends, you're looking for a touchdown.
Absolutely. And with this offense, he can certainly do it.
But I think that finishes – that wraps up that game. Jump into the next one, Detroit at Chicago. I'm not answering any of these questions, you guys. Or I'm going to go into a rant, so I'm going to ask them all to you guys. Are you cool starting both running backs in the Lions offense?
Well, clearly you're starting Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, I can let Ike take that for like 10 seconds.
You want to take your victory lap around nothing?
I'm just happy seeing him do good. Especially since you two shit on him for most of the
I never shit on
him. I don't want to hear it. No, don't hear it. Move on.
You can shit on this. Jamal Williams, though. In this matchup, I can see him being utilized just as much as TJ Hockenson and Swift's been utilized. So I would be starting. He's a good flex option for this year. Yeah,
he's an absolute flex option, that's for sure.
You're only you're only going to reach his ceiling when he scores touchdowns, but he's got a solid floor if you're desperate at flex.
I'm sure teams are having to start him at their RB2 in some spots after their running backs are ravaged with injuries and stuff, with Cook and CMC banged up. You know, it's
Jacobs.
It's kind of a nightmare out there right now. Is there's not a wide receiver you could start in the Lions from the Lions, right? Quintez Cephas.
I think maybe, yeah. I mean, the Bears secondary isn't that great. I mean,
but what if he gets Jalen Johnson? Then he has zero chance.
But they've been moving Quintez Cephas around, and yeah. Quintez Cephas has been getting the red zone targets.
Yeah, he just didn't do anything last week. It was Khalif Raymond was the guy last week.
Yeah, but Quintez got two targets in the red zone, two receptions.
Now jump into the stupid Bears. We're not sure who the starting quarterback is. Nagy said it's going to be a game time decision because it's stupid. Montgomery, bad last week because the stupid Bears banded the run. He was bad last week. Are you okay against this bad Lions defense with him starting?
You have to start him. But I wouldn't feel necessarily great about it. I don't know what the Bears are doing.
Nobody does, man.
As a Bears fan, I know he like talking about it.
That's what I know, Mike. He doesn't. Stop trying to get me fired up. But do you agree you're starting Monty LaPlante still?
Yeah, this should be the get-right game for him.
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say.
I mean, nobody thought he was going to do well down the stretch last year, but look what he did. He just needs the right matchup. He needs Matt Nagy to get his head out of his ass.
That's not ever going to happen. You want to talk about other people getting their head out of their ass, Darnell Mooney and Allen Robinson. Ike, was it – I'm sure you were watching this game. But why wasn't any of the receivers separating at all? Even when Fields was able to get the ball out of his hand, there was never any separation between the receivers, between Allen Robinson, who's supposed to be this great route runner, and Darnell Mooney, who's the speedster, and there's no separation whatsoever. Is that just scheme and stupid Matt Nagy or what?
Well, Matt Nagy's sending Mooney deep, like literally 80% of the time. So they're probably gonna have two people over the top for him. And Robinson was never the greatest separator because he's not fast. He's just good at cutting on the routes and all that.
Yeah, so he's a good route.
I can see why he's not separating as much.
But there's a lot of people pissed off about Allen Robinson right now. But you still kind of have to wait it out, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
This is the last week.
He can still put up numbers.
Like, he's probably he's fallen from borderline RB or a wide receiver one to a wide receiver two. Now I feel like he might be wide receiver three flex territory, which in, like, some 8 to 10 team leagues, there some teams might not need him to start anymore. It's kind of crazy.
No, they're going to have other options.
Yeah.
We've gone through this before, though, with him. He'll figure it out.
And Mooney's – I like Mooney coming in this season, and he's absolutely droppable, guys. And so is Cole Kmet with this offense being poo. But you guys cool to jump to the next one?
Absolutely. Let's talk about the Carolina Panthers and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, sir.
Good game.
Yes, sir. It is going to be a good game. Is it going to be a good plug and play this week, though, for CMC out, you know, putting in Chubba Hubbard? I know, Ike, that's your boy coming out of college.
This is They're going to be using Royce Freeman still. I don't think he's going to do as everybody, like, they're projecting Chubba Hubbard to be, like, really good, like 15 to 17 points. I don't see that happening.
I mean, this is how you've seen him coming out of college, though. You don't believe it?
He hasn't looked necessarily that great when he got the opportunity last week. I mean, he did okay.
Dallas is actually sixth in the league with only allowing 10.7 fantasy points to running backs.
Yeah, surprisingly, they're good against the running backs. Just not good against the wide receivers.
I mean, they are if you're throwing
it. Granted, Buccaneers ran it like 10 times the first week, so I mean, that's skewed.
But then they played the Chargers in week 2, and they got Eckler and stuff.
Who ran it, like, what, 12 times.
I think so. Who they play last week? But that's accounting pass catch and stuff too. Don't shit on
them. They played the Eagles. The Eagles.
Eagles. Miles Sanders had two carries. Right.
Yeah. What the fuck? I mean, we'll get to that later. Benny
Gainwell only had one.
I'm gonna stay on track. I'm gonna ask you guys. I already know my answer. Can we confidently start Robbie Anderson without CMC?
I think this is the week that he has to prove it. But, yeah, being CMC is out, I mean, look what he did last year when CMC was out.
Bingo. I know the guys from who were the guys on our boss's podcast last night?
Beer Fueled Fantasy Podcast.
They talked about that last night, about look what Robbie Anderson did without Christian McCaffrey last year.
It's definitely possible again.
It is a different quarterback.
Same system, though.
Exactly. Those targets are going to be funneled somewhere, and I'm sure some of them are going to go to Terrence Marshall. But I think
running just as many routes as Robbie Anderson.
Yes.
But if you don't think Chuba Hubbard's going to be good, who's he going to be?
If you have
Tommy Tremble, man.
If you have Robbie Anderson on your roster and you're not starting him this week, why is he on your roster?
Yeah, you got to start him this week at least. But
if he doesn't produce after this week, I'm about you.
Yeah, I agree. And LaPlante, I know we have a dynasty league with him in our lineup together. I have been a couple lineups. I'm not thrilled about it, but I think this week he could do it. And he was my start wide receiver in my article. So, and hold on, let me – the guy, since DJ Moore is probably getting Trayvon Diggs matchup, Robbie Anderson's going to be lined up against Anthony Brown, who's allowed 16.7 fantasy points to opposing wide receivers in his coverage. So Robbie Anderson might take that guy to school.
Quite possibly. You know, if Tony Pollard does start this week, because I know, you know, he's undisclosed with his baby being born.
Tony Pollard, by the way. I'm pretty sure it was that. If it is, congrats. Wait, nothing better.
Are we starting him?
Yeah.
Against this Carolina defense?
He's a flex play every week, right, Ike?
Yeah, well.
Is he like Jamal Williams this year?
Carolina's a good team, so Dallas is going to want to bring some shit to them. So I can see Tony Pollard being used in special plays and all that.
This is kind of wild, guys. Carolina only gives up 5 fantasy points to opposing running backs through the first 3 games. Granted, they played a shit schedule, an easy schedule, but still, that's pretty insane.
They played the Saints.
Yes, yeah, Saints, Jets.
Kamara went like 8 for 5 yards.
Yeah, you're not worried about that, huh?
Well, Kamara's not playing him again until later down the line.
You're starting CD, you're starting Amari Cooper, even though Cooper could either have 40 or 4 points.
CD is the number one anyways.
Is there anything else to play you think of?
Start DJ Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but before we move on to this next game, we did have a question.
Let's hear it.
All right, standard 12-man. Brady, Patrick, Corey Davis, Eckler, Kamara Hunt, Waller, Pitt D. Goggles for K bench, Julio. Kicker.
He's talking about Rodrigo.
Oh, touche. Thank you, Dylan. Julio, Devontae Smith, Lockett, Galladay. Any changes you'd suggest?
If Lockett plays, play him.
Yeah, I would swap Lockett for Corey Davis. But other than that, man, I don't see a whole lot. I like my accountant, Tim Patrick, too. I'm cool with that. I'm probably starting him in a league or two as well.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I mean, the only thing I would suggest is if it is a standard league, I mean, running backs are more prone to getting touchdowns. I would maybe try and package 2 of your wide receivers, try and get another running back. Maybe that's better than Hunt. But, yeah.
I mean, if you get – Hunt's a total sell high right now. Exactly. If you want to try and make a trade.
Standard.
Get a better flex play.
Yeah.
But if you guys want, then we can move on to our next game.
Sure. Colts at the Dolphins. Guys, what are we doing with Myles Gaskin? Unfortunately, he's disappointed, even though I think we all kind of liked him coming into the season, right?
He's going to be okay.
As an RB2, right? And he just... Unfortunately, hasn't been great, and Malcolm Brown's kind of eating into his touches.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Malcolm Brown's had 17 touches through the three games to Miles' 27. It's not good, but we do like to see Miles Gaskin having a 5.1 average per touch.
That is awesome. But, Mike, he hasn't had over 7.5 fantasy points yet.
But he's got 16 targets.
Yeah.
Through three games. I mean,
PPR is fine.
He's getting the volume you like to see, but unfortunately it's just not efficient.
Yeah.
But what do we always say? Volume will beat efficiency. Look at Najee Harris's 19 targets.
That's just insane.
That's so crazy. so crazy. That might have a little bit to do with Ben's offensive line and his arm being toast. Or maybe just his booby hurts still.
Maybe.
But who would you guys rather have in this game? Michael Pittman or Jalen Waddle? Waddle.
Man, I think I'm going to – man, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to go with Pittman.
Even after he told friend Sean to send him yesterday, Mike, you dirty, dirty rat.
I mean, he didn't ask me if it was between Waddle and
I think I'm going Waddle too. He saw he caught 12 balls last week. I know it was for only 58 yards. That's second lowest of all time. But catching 12,
awesome.
17, 18 fantasy points right there, Mike. You're gonna take that every goddamn week.
13 targets, 12 receptions for 58 yards.
That's just a great stat line.
Super fast. That's like Jarvis Landry in Miami days stat line.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I'm totally going Waddle there. I'm with Ike.
Plus, Pittman's getting Xavier Howard.
Guys, sound the alarms. We saw a Mike Gesicki sighting last week. Can we trust him moving forward?
12
gonna
targets.
Have to.
12 targets. 10 catches for 86 yards.
Wow. You're not going to see that from a tight end much, so you got to start him.
You're going to see it with Jacoby Brissett behind the wheel, I think.
He had more catches last game than he had targets going into that game.
That's great.
he's going to have it as long as Brissett's, you know, behind that offense. I don't understand why.
Or is it the outlier? Can we think about that for a second? Was it just the outlier?
It could have been. But, I mean, off a 12-target game, how do you not play him? That's like that was your, you know, example for Waddle.
I just don't love it, man. Also, is it time to panic from a Jonathan Taylor owner perspective?
A little bit.
No.
Why, Ike?
He's still getting a lot of carries in the red zone. He's just not scoring right now. He'll be fine.
Man, he only played 47% of the snaps last week.
That's fine. Look at what Swift's doing with not that much. He just needs to get in the end zone, which he will, because he's getting all the carries in there.
Yeah, last week was his best week, but he also is his lowest.
It's just this offensive line.
Touch. It's supposed to be good.
He's definitely a really good buy low guy for sure.
Yeah, Quentin Nelson, once he gets healthy, this offensive line will get back on track, but until then, he's a buy low.
Yeah, man. I've never been a Jonathan Taylor owner. So, and I'm 100% okay with it. Like, I did a couple polls in the offseason. You guys probably remember. 60% of people would rather have Jonathan Taylor than Austin Eckler in full PPR leagues, guys, coming into the season.
No, I'd rather have Eckler. Yeah, because Taylor's only got 9 targets through 3 games.
And seven or six of them came in one game, the first game. So he totally scares me, guys. If he's on my roster – I might try to dump him, to be honest. I'm kind of going against the grain.
I would be trying to trade for him, so.
Well, maybe he should in our home league.
There's no chance he's going to.
Friends leaves, man.
Yeah, good one. So I can have 4 running backs and have to choose between them?
Give me Swift for Mike Williams.
Give me your life, then.
No, that's not my life. That's Mike Williams.
But you're not starting. No ankles, Wentz. You're not starting Brissett. But, yeah, the plan, I think we can move over the next game unless you want to talk about Jack Doyle or something.
No, thank you.
All right, New York Giants at the New Orleans Saints.
How about Daniel Jones, man? You guys really picked him last week.
It's fine. Yeah. And, I'm sorry, Ike. I can't predict all his pass catchers getting hurt and going out of the game, you asshole. What do you want from me?
Don't trust Daniel Jones.
He in any situation. He had 15, 16 fantasy points.
This is why you don't admit that Ike is right about something. It all goes to his head.
Was he right about Alexander Mattison sucking last week? I don't think
no,
so.
No, that one I was wrong. Big He was actually pretty good.
We hit some. We missed some. He looks good, by the way. but Evan Engram, do we like him with Slayton probably being out? And Shepard was ruled out, right?
Yeah, Saquon being questionable, too, also. I mean, I think he's worth a start this week.
I'm not sticking my neck out on the line for him. Again. Oh. I'm out. Ike, are you still in? I'm out.
For Evan Engram, yeah. He gets some targets.
He gets 1 week because both Shepard and Slayton are out. Barkley's a little injured, banged up. He might be used a little bit more.
What about Kenny G? We love him or no?
No.
I don't ever love Kenny G anymore.
Okay.
That was your boy, Dylan. Do you love him? Great
Not
analysis.
Thrilled about it.
The two quarterbacks in this game, they're both turnover prone. I mean, maybe. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Which one do you want? Jameis or Dan?
Jameis.
I want Jameis this week.
Stop giving me that look. You know I don't like Daniel Jones.
I have a feeling this might be one of Daniel Jones' famous Fumaroonie games.
You gonna eat that W, Ike, or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got nothing, huh?
I do got something. The Taysom Hill effect. He ran for a touchdown last week. He's stealing the red zone opportunities for Jameis, and you still like that asshole over Daniel Jones.
Yes.
Nine times out of ten, yes.
I'm getting you hot this week, man.
I don't want discount Eli.
Ike, I'm glad Kamara finally got in the end zone for you last week. Your panic meter's probably down, huh? Because I know
he's still not getting the targets.
I knew you were freaking out over there. Yeah. Saquon obviously a start every week. Anyone in this wide receiver core? No. Like Callaway caught that touchdown last week when Jameis just heaved it up. He just heaved it up there and prayed. And then he just
I don't want any wide receiver or tight end until they start showing more.
There's really no like number one guy in this offense. We thought somebody was gonna step up and be that Michael Thomas role. Callaway, I mean, he's got 11 targets through three.
Yeah, he only sees like five, like lucky if he sees five a game.
Michael Thomas isn't even going to have the Michael Thomas role when he comes back.
I believe he will, but, you know, that's still yet to be seen. Excuse me.
Anything else you guys want to hit before we jump into the next one?
Man, nope. Adam Troutman's been a big bust for a potential breakout tight end this year.
I don't even roster him.
And I think I spent like $12 on Juwan Johnson and Scott Fishbowl.
Brilliant. Why? I told you not to do that.
I like a few touchdowns, man. He's just chilling on my bench too. Just chilling there.
Let's talk about our next matchup. Who has a couple people chilling on the bench this week? AJ Brown and Julio Jones out. I mean, is any other wideout worth starting in this Tennessee Titans game against the New York Jets?
I was going to say, you want to tell the people what the fucking game is?
Absolutely, but I kind of figured they would know with A.J. Brown and Julio Jones being mentioned.
You can't start any of those other guys. I can't even – Josh Reynolds, help me out with the other guy's name.
I just know it's Westbrook.
IKEA Westbrook IKEA or something?
Yeah.
It's definitely not IKEA.
I'm out on all the pass catchers. I think Derrick Henry might see 40 carries this game.
carries 300 yards.
40 opportunities for Derrick Henry.
I mean, maybe not 40, but it's going to be a Derrick Henry day, and he's the chalkiest of chalk plays at DFS. And the play, you're the resident Derrick Henry owner here. You got to be thrilled with this matchup.
Watch him just totally bust.
Good deal for you.
And everyone's been saying that.
Like Corey Davis has had a couple down weeks. Zach Wilson struggled, obviously, against a couple bad defenses or good defenses. Can you start Corey Davis against this bad Titans defense?
most people have to, actually, especially
are you talking about yourself?
Yeah, with AJ Brown being out though, and Julio and a few other receivers, Ty Lockett's questionable. So
I will give you that.
Tennessee, I think he'll do fine. Tennessee's kind of brutal.
What are they against the pass, Dylan?
30th.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
30th, I think.
Oh, I know they're back there.
I guess opposing wide receivers, they're second in the league with allowing 34.8 fantasy points to opposing wide receivers. So it's definitely a good matchup.
Zach Wilson funnels his number one receiver.
I'm just scared of the baby-faced assassin, man.
I was going to ask you, LaPlante, if we don't see anything from Zach Wilson this week, do we think he stinks, or are we still waiting a little bit?
He's had some tough matchups, I'm not going to lie. This should be a get right week, just like, you know, the Bears should be a get right week for the Lions.
Lions are gonna beat us. It's a get right game for the Lions.
Oh, dude, they're looking at Hales Hall. They're like, we got this. We're gonna win, probably by double digits.
We better win on our hands.
They're clearly not gonna win, but I can't see Zach Wilson having another, you know, 4 interception game again. He's not playing the Belichick defense.
I agree. I think he's going to be all right this week.
But I mean,
LaPlante, do you start Tannehill with his wide receivers being out? Probably.
I'm scared to. I mean, I wouldn't this week. No, he's definitely not going to be a QB1. There's no chance with AJ Brown and Julio out. If it is, it's going to be Anthony Firkser.
I mean, there is a chance. What if Derrick Henry catches a 90-yard screen or something stupid like that? Bam. But I agree with you. It's going to be hard for him to get there. It's definitely going to be hard for him to get there.
I mean, another team that's going to have a hard time getting there is going to be our next matchup. It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs, huh?
Kansas City, man, 1-2, and I feel sorry for the Eagles standing in front of them right now. They might, Chiefs might beat them by
40.
Yeah, that was the number. That was actually the number that came into my head. I know you guys are going to tell me you want to start him, but he's been kind of pooey. Tyreek Hill, the last 2 weeks, after his 40 piece that he put up the first week, he hasn't had double digits since then.
Damn. Start
him, he still has 26 targets through the 3 weeks. That's what you'd like to see. Like, he used to not be involved in the offense that much, but he's got 26. I mean, Travis Kelce has 26 as well. It's just Tyreek Hill's getting double covered majority of the time. Travis Kelce's reaping the benefits for the touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill's going to break loose one of these times. You can't sit him.
No doubt. CEH, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, we finally saw his breakout a little bit. 17 carries for 100 yards, guys. Still didn't get in the end zone, and the asshole fumbled again. So it's not like he gave us any more stability with his job security, you know what I mean?
No, but he gave us 5 targets and 5 receptions.
And that's he was
a touchdown. And he's not meant to be a lead back.
And he was efficient, Mike, too. 17 for 100, average 5.9 yards a carry. But the Chargers are probably playing that 2-deep shell defense, allowing Kansas City to run. A lot of teams aren't going to let Mahomes beat them anymore. So they're probably just daring teams to run.
But you love to see him finally being involved in the passing game. That was the whole issue with him, because out of college, that was his game.
Yeah. Are we out on Mecole Hardman, Byron Pringle?
I'm not out on Mecole Hardman yet. Hey,
I forgot somebody. Flash Gordon. He's back! Ooh. My guy, don't pick him back.
Up. Yeah, he's not going to be playing this week, though.
Not yet, just wait.
No, wait, next week he'll be his first, will be his debut.
But jumping over to the Eagles now, Jalen Hurts was awful from a real football perspective once again, but from a fantasy perspective, it's like this game was made for him. He can't have a bad fantasy game. And he didn't even run the ball a lot last week, guys.
I mean, they didn't run the ball a lot as a team in a whole.
Yeah. Once we start talking about the running backs, we'll get into that, but what the hell?
You got to start Jalen every week.
Oh, you're starting him. I mean, it's just he's going to be down the whole time. He's going to be throwing it. He's going to have to run the ball a little bit as well. This is a good matchup. This is a good DFS play, honestly, in my opinion, this week. I think we're starting Devontae Smith.
Why?
Because if Jalen Hurts is going to have a good game, somebody's got to catch the ball.
But Jalen Hurts just had back-to-back good games, and Devonta Smith did nothing. If you can't tell, I'm a little salty. Cost me a league. I started him over Brandon Cooks last week. Stupid idiot.
Why?
You're the Brandon Cooks truther, and you started him over Devonta Smith, huh?
You know not to start Devonta Smith.
Do I? Because Michael Plant just told me to start
him. In this matchup, I have the Chiefs. I like him.
Do I?
I don't know, man.
But what are the Chiefs again? Yeah, go ahead.
The people want to hear about the running backs from Philadelphia now. Miles Sanders with his 2 carries last week. Give me a break. It's very impressive. What are you doing, Sirianni? I get it. You're the rah-rah guy. Everyone loves your sick pregame speeches and all this stuff. But you give up on the run that much? LaPlante, I know I heard AJ's rant that he had about it last night on the Fantasy Six-Pack Hour. That was pretty sweet. But what are we doing with Miles Sanders?
We're panicking. Only 2 attempts. I mean, he got 4 targets. You'd like to see that with 2 attempts.
Like, are you saying
6 total touches, right now? Huh?
I'm saying
panic big time.
Hit it! Panic button!
Yeah.
I mean, you can't trade low on him.
No, you can't do shit right now.
I mean, I would try and trade him as soon as...
You could bench him.
Sweet.
What?
Nice 6th-5th round
with
pick.
With all the running back injuries this week, man, you can't.
Does anybody have ECR pulled up by chance? From Fantasy Pros?
No.
I'm trying to find – hold on. Let me find it real quick. I'm going to ask you guys who would you –
It's probably like running back 22 or something like that.
Yeah. He's running back 18, like pretty close. Would you rather start him or Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba Hubbard.
Hubbard.
Would you rather start him or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt.
I think I'd rather have Miles Sanders.
The fuck?
Would you rather start Miles Sanders or Miles Gaskin?
Oh, I like Miles Gaskin.
That's weird. That's where I pick Miles Sanders.
Okay. And then last one, Miles Sanders or Chase Edmonds?
With James Conner vulturing that red zone carries, I'm going to have to go with Miles Sanders. He at least gets some red zone.
Arizona's playing the Rams, though. They could be in the shoot fest. I'm going Chase Edmonds. He'll be more in the receiving game.
I mean, I'm going Miles Sanders.
Cool. I don't really know if there's anything else to talk about here. Maybe if does anyone want to talk about the tight ends for the Eagles or no?
No,
I like both of them. They're fine.
Yeah, Goddard's borderline play.
I don't like tight ends that split.
Sure.
Jumping into the next games.
The afternoon games, guys. Probably the game of the week here. Pretty good. Well, actually, the next two we're going to go over are pretty good. Arizona at the Rams. Start with Arizona. We like Kyler, obviously. LaPlante. You're a Kyler owner. Are you tempering expectations in this matchup, or are you cool with him?
Oh, man. I'm tempering his expectations, passing the ball with Hopkins being injured and Ramsey going to be up on him. But I'm telling you what, he's faster than Aaron Donald. He's just going to run away. I think it's going to be a high rushing floor game for Kyler Murray. He's just playing out of his mind. You're playing him, obviously. I think this might be the week he may have a multiple sack week just because it's Aaron Donald, maybe. But I'm playing him.
Okay.
He's going to have a good week with Kirk. They're going to get Rondale Moore involved this week. You had some great insight. Like, Rondale Moore, he's their special weapon, man. This is going to be that tough game. They're going to want their special weapon involved, throw their defense off their game. So they're going to be using these trick plays to get Moore involved. They're going to use Hopkins probably as a diversion.
Hopefully, McVay knows all this.
Hopefully he's a little healthier. Yeah, Sean McVay's way smarter than us.
He's probably like, oh, man, they're probably going to think of using Rondale Moore.
Yeah, no, the ones I'm more worried about is which running back do you start, Chase Edmonds, or do you hope that James Conner falls in the end zone twice again?
Yeah, I was going to you like Chase. That one's tough.
It's going to be a shootout.
That one's tough for me, too.
Have fun running Conner up the middle with.
Yeah, I might go Chase here, too.
Yeah, with this matchup, I think I'm leaning Chase as well. I mean,
who would you rather have a plan, though, in this? Christian Kirk or Rondell Moore this week?
Ooh.
I like Christian Kirk.
Ike, how about you? You're off a little bit on Rondell now, huh, LaPlante?
Since it's such a big game, I think Rondell Moore. It's a big game. You're going to want to use him.
A big play against him. I think he'll get involved, but like it's just going to be a tough play to get a touchdown. So I think Kirk might see some red zone targets.
Sure. Jump into the Rams. Stafford, the way he's played, he's a must start every week.
Oh, my God. He's killing it.
He really is. The running backs, though, is a little more foggier.
No, you're playing Daryl Henderson. He's playing. He's played phenomenal so far. I mean, he's made me eat my words a little bit.
Top 20 running back for sure.
He's an RB2, solid lock-in every week, as long as he's playing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ike, what are you doing with Robert Woods? Are you trying to trade him, or are you trying to buy him?
Trying to trade for him.
Okay.
Everyone should be trying to trade for him.
Like, what are you willing to give up?
Probably an RB 2 or 3. Like, I honestly think of Melvin Gordon. Not now that he's hurt, that's probably not the best idea. But when Melvin Gordon's doing good, you could probably get Robert Woods for him, since Robert Woods is doing pretty bad.
What about someone trying to sell high on Kareem Hunt? Would you trade Kareem Hunt for Robert Woods, Mr.
Trees? I'd be trading most of these secondary running backs that are PPR based for Robert Woods. I think he's gonna be great.
Would you trade James Robinson for Robert Woods?
No.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's about that limit, LaPlante. Right there is about where I wouldn't do it.
So would you go Miles Sanders then?
Yeah.
I would. I would get rid of the headache of Miles Sanders.
Get Robert Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would trade Miles Sanders. Yeah.
Even with all the running back disparities.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't want that headache.
And the way I draft, I have enough running backs on my roster to make it through the running back disparities.
Same.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you're a Chuba Hubbard owner, I try and trade for Robert Woods. Maybe they can. They're probably hurting. Yeah. They're probably hurting. Look for some long term value from Robert Woods, and they get the short term value.
Hey, okay, LaPlante, I asked Ike if you were going to sell high or buy low on Robert Woods. Are you selling high on Cooper Kupp, or you want him on your team for the rest of the season?
I love him. I think this is his year.
Yeah, you can't. In my opinion, you can't trade him.
How about that route he ran near the goal line last week? It was the dude was left in another galaxy.
It was so good.
Awesome, I was like, touche.
He's fantastic.
He's just so good.
I'm upset not getting him in any leagues. I thought Robert Woods would be better, which he still could later in the season, but right now it's Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, no, 12 targets, 9 receptions, 96 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's probably not going to get 2 touchdowns every week, but he's going to get 1 at least every week.
And Ike Higbee bounced back after having a disappointing week, too. He caught all 5 of his targets for 40 yards and found the end zone.
Fire him up every week.
Yeah, all 3 of us loved him. And you kind of just answered the question I was going to ask you, LaPlante. You still on Higbee?
He's on the field so much and running routes literally every time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not blocking at all.
My only fear is he's just not getting much red zone work.
He caught a touchdown last week, man. He caught a touchdown last week.
Yeah, he's only got 1 reception. It was
all I need from him is 5 targets, 5 catches, 50 yards. Just give me 10 points, you're fine.
I know, but all these guys outside that range,
top 3,
hoping for a touchdown. And he's only gotten 1 reception inside the 10.
Because Cooper Kupp's got like what, 10 for 4 touchdowns? Maybe
I think Matthew Stafford's just not looking to the tight end for some reason.
Yeah, he definitely hasn't looked to Robert Woods yet either. He must need to go to the breakfast or something.
Yeah.
But we can move on to our next game if you want to, then.
Sure. LaPlante, take it over if you want.
Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers. Obviously, you're starting Russ, man. That's your boy, Dylan. Jimmy Garoppolo, though, I mean, is he a flex-worthy option against the Seattle defense?
Nope.
I want to say, yeah, just because Seattle's defense is so bad against the pass. Like Kirk Cousins.
But Jimmy's bad. His throw doesn't look good.
And Lance obviously takes away some red zone stuff with his running ability in the red zone. So answer your question, LaPlante, no.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah. It's a run first offense. I don't know if Jimmy's the best super flex option in super flex leagues, but I mean, with this running backfield hurt every single week. I know there's some good news on Elijah Mitchell. If he's healthy on the pregame, he's going to play. I'm good with Elijah Mitchell rolling because Trey Sermon did not look great last week. He did fall in the end zone. But are you good with Elijah Mitchell starting this week against the Seattle defense?
Mike, go ahead.
I'm okay with it. I think they're going to limit most of what he's doing, though. I think Juszczyk's going to be used a lot more still than we think.
Right. I'm out, guys. On that backfield, I'm over it. I don't
know
anybody. Like you just said, Juszczyk was the most featured back last week. Jeff Wilson Jr., he comes back soon, guys.
Yep.
And he has been the touchdown scorer in that offense the past few years when he's gotten the opportunity. So it's just going to cloudy that backfield up again. I'm out. You won't know.
It's so hard to determine. I mean, we always want the guy in this offense, but the way it's looking like it's going to be multiple guys every single week. Especially with them not being able to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally, man.
So, I mean, until we get a clear sign of who's going to be the lead guy in this backfield, I say we stay clear of it. But, I mean, the guy in the backfield for Seattle, Chris Carson, you're starting him. Mm-hmm. I know there was a little bit of an injury last week, but he should be good for this game.
Yeah, I hear it's a hamstring. That scares me some. Totally scares me some. But if you got him, you're firing him up.
And then same with DK, same with Tyler Lockett. Now, my question is, with Gerald Everett going out on the COVID IR list, is this Will Disley's game? Are we starting him as a streamer?
No.
No.
You're struggling to start Everett as a streamer. The touchdowns always seems to be hit or miss in Seattle. Just like all the tight ends, man, you're kind of just banking on a touchdown, unfortunately.
And Will Disley seems very unlikely. To get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, Gerald Everett got one target inside the 10. I mean, it's not great.
I don't like it, Mikey.
Mikey don't like it. All right. So, I mean, obviously you're starting Debo.
Let's talk trust about Ayuk? This next guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do we start Ayuk? Are we trusting him now?
I think so. Like, yeah.
Another guy I would like to buy low on for sure.
Yeah, last week he played 85% of the snaps, guys. Either
he had six targets, four receptions for 37 yards.
You want Trey Lance as the quarterback because once Trey Lance becomes quarterback, that's when Ayuk is gonna.
That ain't gonna happen though, Ike. Unless they start losing games.
I mean, I would monitor the Kittle.
Maybe
situation.
Jimmy will go down.
If Kittle doesn't play, I would be playing Ayuk.
Man, Kittle's barely running routes as it is right now.
That's someone I want to talk about. Are we hitting 10 on the panic meter about George Kittle? Where
not
you drafted
10,
him
close.
And stuff? This is kind of why I was off him and have him on zero teams this year. It scares me, man, because you've never seen all these players healthy at one time. You've never seen Debo, Ayuk, and Kittle on the field at the same time until now, and Kittle is doing absolutely nothing.
They put him in for blocking and stuff.
Exactly. So. He's such a good blocker, so he's being used at that. And you have explosive playmakers with Debo and Ayuk on the outside, man. Maybe Matt Nagy should think about it and maybe use the tight end to block or something. So just
it's possible. You never know, man.
Back 12 times. Think about it, you know?
I think you're getting a little off track here.
Just slightly.
But, yeah, no, at the draft capital, you drafted George Kittle. You have to start him. Unless he's injured, then obviously you're not starting him, and you're smashing Brandon Ayuk as a DFS play.
Totally.
So we can move on to our next game here. The Baltimore Ravens at the Denver Broncos. I mean, Lamar Jackson was questionable, but he's going to play. I mean, he's a must start every week.
Did he hurt his back after doing that front flip?
Yes, that's what I heard, Ike. Not a great idea.
God, what a stupid. Why? Why do it? Why?
I mean, maybe he wanted to join Dobbins and all them on the IR.
They're leading at that point, so he's like, eh, fuck it. Let's just flip here.
Fancy, man.
He likes it. But, I mean, are we trusting Marquise Brown after these drops this past week against Detroit?
Oh, yeah.
You still got to trust him because he's the only guy in the offense right now. I mean, Bateman's coming back, but.
I don't think we can play Bateman off the.
No, first game. No.
I don't even really want to play Marquise Brown in this matchup, to be honest with you. Denver kills opposing wide receivers, man. I know they haven't played shit, but.
Granted.
I mean, you have to like the targets, though, that Marquise Brown is getting. He's getting the targets. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you mean? Sammy Watkins isn't commanding targets?
Weird.
He's been so good his whole career. I don't know why.
They're both about getting, you know, half of the targets amongst each other. Marquise has 23 through 3, and Sammy has 22. I mean, both have over 200 yards. Marquise has the 2 touchdowns. I mean, I trust Marquise Brown more. He's getting the deep targets. He's getting the red zone targets too. But Mark Andrews, are we panicking on him, man?
No.
He's a tight end that you have to start because tight ends are brutal.
Yeah.
But you're not worried about George Kittle.
Well, no. It is. You drafted George Kittle in the second round or third round, probably. No chance you did that, Mark Andrews.
No.
If you did, I'm sorry.
So would you rather have Mark Andrews or George Kittle?
I'd almost rather have Mark Andrews, to be honest with you, the rest of the season. Just because there's not as much there as what we see in San Francisco, obviously.
I mean, if that's so, we can just move on to that other team then. Denver Broncos, we know KJ Hamler went to the IR. So we like Tim Patrick this week. We like Cortland Sutton. If Melvin Gordon's out, obviously we're smash playing Javonte Williams. I mean, if we love this offense, are we playing Teddy Bridgewater as a flex option this week?
Super flex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could. I am in one of the leagues. And granted, that dynasty team that he started isn't very good. But
I also have to start him in a league, but I'm not necessarily thrilled about it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, if we love all the pieces of this offense this week.
I don't love all the pieces.
Oh, you don't?
I mean, Tim Patrick's going to be okay. Javonte Williams is going to get most of the work, but
I love this. I just think Teddy, he's so efficient. He doesn't turn the ball over. No Fant's getting the ball uptick in targets since Jerry Jeudy went out, since KJ Hamler went out. He might even get a bigger uptick. Melvin Gordon's going to be out, possibly. Man, I think Teddy could. They're going to make Teddy try and beat him, and I think he can. I think this might be an upset. I mean, come on. The Raiders took down the Ravens. You don't think the Denver Broncos can?
Oh, it totally can. Absolutely.
Anybody can take down the Ravens.
Absolutely.
The Lions almost did. Justin Tucker had to crow hop a kick to get it to win the goddamn game last week.
And that I'll ask one more question about this game, and then we'll move on to the next one because I want to talk about this next one. Tyson Williams or Latavius Murray?
Neither. Again, we talked about
this. Please don't start either of these guys.
I'm out.
I mean, who would you rather have? Tyson Williams
maybe got like 7 carries. No, you do. You can find someone off the waiver.
We're telling you neither, that hopefully you have Alexander Mattison.
I know, but with all these running back injuries, we went through them, man. Just give me one.
I'm serious.
Don't play them, though, guys.
If you want under 10 points, go for it.
We'll move on the plan. Move on.
We'll, we'll go then to our next game then, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Green Bay Packers. Are we worried at all about Aaron Rodgers this week not scoring as much because of this defense? TJ Watt's supposed to be back in the game.
No, I'm not worried.
Left tackle's still out for the Packers.
Nah, you still start him.
All right, but Aaron Jones. This is a tough run defense.
You're still starting him, man.
Are we tempering his expectations?
Yeah. No. He's going to be – oh, man. I like him a lot this week and for the rest of the season. He can be top three.
All right. Then you're obviously starting Devontae Adams. Marquez Valdes-Scantling going to the IR. You think that'll be an uptick in targets for Robert Tonyan or Alan Lazard?
Or Cobb.
I think Cobb's just the third down guy.
He's just there to hang out.
Yeah, I don't want to start either of those guys, man.
Nope. Tonyan, maybe.
Yuck.
All right, well, we got Deontay Johnson. He's healthy. We got Juju Smith. He's healthy. We're starting both those guys. If Claypool is healthy, are we even starting him with all three of them?
I'd rather have Claypool than Juju Smith-Schuster.
But Big Ben can't throw it deep, and if all three are active, you know he's not getting the short targets.
Oh, I don't care, man. I'd still rather have Claypool.
Mike?
I don't mind those three. Because honestly, man, they're all banged up, so any one of them could get hurt during the game and totally ruin your week. So, I mean, I would temper your expectations for all three.
All right, but, I mean, if all three of them are banged up, are we expecting another, you know, huge
– Najee Harris is going to get, like – oh, yeah, for sure. Or yeah. Pat Freiermuth.
Najee's awesome.
You think this is the second coming of Matt Forte?
No, Matt Forte actually had a line to run behind. Najee Harris will run 20 times for, like, 60 yards.
Hopefully
just catch 15 balls. 12
receptions for 50 yards. All right, then we'll move on to our Sunday night football game. The return of Tom Brady to Foxborough. Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to New England Patriots.
Literally all they talk about on TV.
Oh, man, the ticket pricing for this was just unbelievable. I just don't believe it. But, you know, I'm sure Tom Brady's going to win this one.
Yeah.
We're starting him. He's going to want to score as many points as he can against New England. I know Dylan's answer. If we're starting anybody from this backfield, it's Leonard Fournette. We don't trust Ronald Jones. I do. You got that look on your face like you trust him.
No, I don't trust him.
Do you like Lenny? Oh, we already kind of touched on it. Never mind.
All right, and really then like Antonio money. Brown's back from the COVID list. So, I mean, if you're looking to, you know, for that third wide receiver, Antonio Brown, he's flex worthy. You're starting Mike Evans. Go ahead.
I think you're starting all three. You're firing all three of these guys up with confidence with Gronk being out this week. I mean, I know O.J. Howard played a little better coming back from injury, obviously, but
Cameron Brate's still out snapping him.
I think the three wide receivers are both have – or both. All three of them will have decent weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, are any wide receivers for this New England team going to have decent week? Because this secondary can be had. Look what Stafford did
Jacoby. Last week.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers, man, for sure.
Do you think he gets his first NFL touchdown?
That I don't know. But he could.
I'll predict it. Why not?
9 catches for 100 yards or something? Why not?
I want to put Ike's word on it that he's going to get his touchdown.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen?
Yep.
All right.
That ain't no guess. That's what it's going to be.
That's what it's going to be. All right, with James White being ruled out on the IR for the rest of the year, I know this is a tough Tampa Bay defense, but are we thinking that Damian Harris is going to get an uptick in targets?
No, you're sitting.
J.J. Taylor is going to get the target.
You're sitting Damian Harris's ass on the pine this week, guys.
Well, even so, rest of the season. I mean, do you think Damian Harris will get an uptick in targets?
No.
Maybe a touch, maybe a tick, but.
J.J. Taylor, man.
I like J.J. Taylor a little bit. Unfortunately, Brandon Bolden was getting snaps last week over him.
I can't believe he's still around.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was still on the roster either. It was a little
he was deep in there.
Good special teams guy, I guess.
I'll be honest. For the rest of the season, I like Damian Harris with James White out. I think they he showed that he can catch the ball. I think he'll be involved a little bit more.
Sure.
But, I mean, obviously you're not starting Hunter Henry or Jonnu Smith in this offense.
Jonnu Smith might actually be droppable, you guys. He's,
yeah, I think Hunter Henry is out snapping him, out targeting him.
Unless you're desperate or it's tight end premium.
Like you said about Kittle, like, Johnny was being a lot of
rocking, yeah, which is surprising, but
athletic freak, man.
Yeah,
I mean, unless you guys want to add anything else on that game, I think we can move on.
You don't want to talk about Mac Jones?
No,
I think he's gonna get eaten alive.
Would you rather have him or Jimmy Garoppolo in a super flex?
Can I play a different player there?
No.
Can I play wide receiver there?
Answer the question, pal.
Mac Jones, just because he doesn't have Trey Lance.
I'm going Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're stupid.
Mac Jones.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly.
Stop copying
me. Go to Monday Night Football and play.
I like your impression there. So we got the Las Vegas Raiders at the Los Angeles Chargers.
Los Angeles Raiders. Las Vegas, pal.
I did say Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
At the Los Angeles Chargers. I know that is confusing, though. Well, I mean, they're not going very far. What is it, like 3 hours? We'll beg to differ.
Yeah, we'll have to check tape.
You want to check tape?
But, I mean, Derek Carr, unbelievable what he's been doing this year. He's leading the league in passing yards. Kind of wild, if you ask me. We're starting him. I think we have to. We're trusting it through 3 weeks, even against this Chargers defense.
That was one of our best offseason trades. The plan in our Dynasty League was getting Derek Carr as kind of a holdover guy after we drafted Justin Fields. We traded for Carr, but it ended up being a little more than just a holdover guy.
Oh, hell yeah. We'll take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, and we were definitely right on that one.
Yeah.
But sometimes you're wrong, just like John Gruden is with Josh Jacobs. I think you're sitting him this week, even if he is healthy.
He's sitting him, huh?
Yeah, I think so. With Peyton Barber showing what he did last week and Kenyon Drake there. If Josh Jacobs isn't healthy, at any point, he's going to pull him.
Ike, what do you think about that?
Especially being a Monday night game. If Josh Jacobs is questionable, yeah, I don't know.
That is a little worried. But I heard on Joe's podcast last night, they said, didn't the guys say Jacobs was running full speed and looking good to go and stuff?
Absolutely. But yeah. I still don't trust it.
Sure.
He's injury-prone at this point.
Peyton Barber coming out of nowhere.
Exactly. Peyton Barber's coming out of nowhere. John Gruden has clearly shown if his backs are injured, he's going to go somewhere else.
Because he's a bum, too.
I know.
Don't be stupid.
Why'd you spend $10
million? Josh Jacobs is not a bum.
What'd you say?
He's fine. He's not a bum, Josh Jacobs.
No, I was called
Peyton Barber. Peyton Barber? Yeah, he is. A bum who ran for 112 last year.
I don't understand.
He's better than me, but.
Do we trust anyone outside of Darren Waller, Henry Ruggs, Brian Edwards? I mean, I trust Hunter Renfrow.
I have to see more.
I don't mind Hunter Renfrow. Yeah. And PPR Lee. If you're looking for a guy to get you 10 to 12 points, Hunter Renfrow's your guy.
I wish they did clutch points. Brian Edwards would be really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one question, and then we got two comments questions that we'll roll on to real quick. Who would you rather have this week, Hunter Renfrow or Cole Beasley?
Cole.
Renfrow.
I think I'm going to go with
game script, bro. Renfrow. Game script.
Renfrow. I like it. So we'll go on to our first question from Kyle Ellis. PPR, he wants to drop one. Chenault, Jones, Junior.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Unfortunately, man, you got to drop one of the Jags receivers if you're going to have the other one.
Yeah. You're capping your upside by having both of them.
It's whatever one you feel more comfortable with. Yeah,
the way Chenault looked, I mean, I might lean his way after 1 week, but if you can, wait a week to see what this offense is going to look like without DJ Chark in it. I don't think you drop Waddle just yet. Not after the amount of targets.
He just had 12 catches. You ain't dropping that fool.
Don't drop him.
I'd say, Kyle, flip a coin.
I would say wait a week if possible. See which one.
Is there anybody else you can drop?
And I guess it depends on what you value more. I feel like Visca will see more of the volume, and Marvin Jones will see more touchdowns. He's kind of better red zone guy.
Is it PPR or standard?
PPR.
I go Shane out.
I think I lean towards Visca as well.
You drop Visca?
No.
Drop Jones, my bad.
Drop Jones.
Yeah, drop Jones as well.
And I lied. This one's more of a, you know, a congratulations. James got Kelsey, Juju, and Gaskin for Lockett, Pitts, and Higbee. That's a good get.
Cheers. That's great. That's great. Cheers.
I guess because Kelsey.
Yeah. I'm stealing this from Field Yates, okay? You could argue that Kelsey should have been the first overall pick this year.
The consistency.
You could argue that, yeah.
He's especially been with CMC going ridiculous down
through three games. James, that's a great, 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 great trade.
But you want to talk about someone doing great this year that, you know, nobody expected to do great, but even though the coaching staff said they were going to be that X receiver, is Mike Williams, man. Automatic start, I think, from now on.
Ken Allen.
I think I have him in top 10 in my rankings, actually.
I think he's matchup proof at this point.
Top 10, huh? Top 10.
Ahead of Keenan.
In your fantasy pros ranking, huh?
Yeah.
You're a fantasy pros ranker.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a fantasy pro ranker in here.
It's pretty dope, dude.
Let's hope you get that shit good. Man, Jared Cook, that's the question mark. Is he worth a start against this Raiders defense?
Go ahead.
Getting shivers down your spine, Dylan?
Yeah, a little bit.
is he scared
of you? Some people probably don't have many other options.
I mean, you got to think about it. This is a revenge game.
All right, fuck it. Throw him in.
In some ways, yeah.
You love it?
He can have like five revenge games, though, can he?
Yeah.
But I mean, if that's
you're starting Eckler. It's good to see Eckler getting the red zone touches. Actually, I like it. He looks like a little bowling ball barreling through
He's so
short and stocky, man.
Yeah,
that's just my guy. He's been my guy all offseason. Fucking love that guy. But yeah, LaPlante, I think that pretty much wraps it up. As always, follow wherever you listen to Apple, Spotify. Anything else, and then follow the Fantasy Six Pack YouTube channel, and you get entered in this giveaway for this beautiful Jerry Jeudy signed mini helmet.
Flat white, that beautiful orange signature. It really does pop.
It is, you guys. Yeah. Pop. Absolutely pops. But you can follow me at dclemens2222 on Twitter, and you can find all my writing work at fantasysixpack.net. I write the Star Sit article every week. You can catch LaPlante and I on the Sunday Social podcast, answering all your lineup questions and needs before and the Sunday matches.
Joe Bond will be there this week.
Thank God.
Ike, you did a great job filling in for him. I mean, you're obviously not as good as Joe, but
I don't have as much cash in.
Sure. But where can they follow you guys?
Mike, go ahead, Ike. No, you can go.
You can follow Ike at Ike2121 on Twitter, and you can follow Michael Plant at B like Mike with an underscore between the like and the mic with two I's. But we'll be here next Friday, right? That's the following Friday. We're changing to Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be here next Friday.
It's the following one that will be Saturday. Next week will be Friday.
Cool. Sounds good. Check you guys next Friday. Good luck in your matchups this week. Talk to you later.
Everyone have a great night. Looking forward to Sunday.
See you guys.